This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Whatever you're into, with Amazon Prime, you can go deep. So if you're all about pop right now, you could watch pop documentaries on Prime Video. Discover pop playlists on Amazon Music Prime. And if you're really serious, order a rhyming dictionary with fast free shipping from Prime. From shopping to streaming to saving, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
This episode is brought to you by Heineken. The new crisp and refreshing Heineken Silver is all taste without the bitter endings. It's like enjoying a nice day at the beach where everyone remembers sunscreen, or an evening spent around a campfire without smoke constantly getting in your eyes. All taste, no bitter endings. That's the crisp and refreshing Heineken Silver. And it only has 3.2 grams of carbs with 95 calories. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 plus to purchase. Please enjoy Heineken responsibly.
Today's show has no sponsors. Let's get to the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends, The Friends Recap Podcast. Each episode... Start over, but I don't know how. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends, The Friends Recap Podcast. As I was trying to say over the opening music, every episode of this podcast is an episode of Friends recapped and analyzed, and my name's Tom Sharpling. I'm the host, so thanks for listening. We have a good one for you today. Season 3, Episode 13, the one where Monica and Richard are just friends. And this was written by Michael Borkow and directed once again by Robbie Benson, who directed the previous episode. And this aired on January 30th, 1997. In this episode, Monica and Richard... played by Tom Selleck, her former boyfriend, run into each other at a video store, and they decide to start socializing and hanging out together as friends, but it doesn't stop there, and they end up hooking up. Phoebe dates Robert, who's a jock, whose shorts are a little too revealing. Ross and Chandler can see his private parts, basically, is what it is. And they're not sure how to tell him. Joey and Rachel read each other's favorite books. Joey's is The Shining and Rachel's is Little Women. And they eventually get competitive and start revealing different things from the book because they are in a little bit of a fight. This is usually where we do the ads for the show. I do not have an ad this week. Because Sesame Street, the HBO Sesame Street, were uncomfortable, in their own words, they said uncomfortable, with the discussion of the cast of the special appearances on... In a previous ad I did for Sesame Street on HBO, I mentioned all the cast members and the guests and cameos and all the stuff. And they did not like that I was dismissive of how the show would not have room for the regular characters on it. They did not like the tone of that. They said uncomfortable. I would like to apologize to the makers of Sesame Street and to executive producer Lorne Michaels and to Home Box Office over the and the Children's Television Network. I'd like to apologize to all of these entities and people and say it was not my intent to be snide or dismissive of Sesame Street on HBO, and I was not trying to imply anything that in any way, shape, or form that Lorne Michaels overstuffs Saturday Night Live with guests that step on the regular cast. I sincerely apologize, and I hope you will reconsider your removing the ad from the show. And I'll even say as a freebie, Sesame Street on HBO, produced by Lorne Michaels. Check it out. It's a great fit. And, yeah. So this episode, the Phoebe stuff is good. It's weird, though. There's always running under a lot of episodes of Friends, some weird nervousness from the guys about seeing, like, another guy naked or whatever. It's always running through the show. There's some of that in this episode. Not great. The Rachel Joey stuff fighting over the book, the books that they're reading is great. And it's nice seeing Richard back and seeing Monica happy, even though she knows that Richard is not the ideal fit for her. She still can't give this guy up. It's nice to see how Courtney Cox plays that stuff. Her acting is underrated on the show, and so it's nice when she showcases her abilities. This day in Friends history, assassination. Now this is again the old one about Uday Hussein. These are not being updated.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Right. Now streaming.
He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R. Now streaming only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by the 2024 Honda CR-V Hybrid. Honda knows that to discover the oasis, you have to brave the desert. That's why the 2024 CR-V Hybrid is built to conquer mountains, take in a view, and go everywhere in between. It's the compact SUV as determined as you are. Rise to the challenge with the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. Learn more at crvhybrid.honda.com.
Friends first.
Friends first.
Here's a fun one. This is the first time that the show plays the Pavement Rattled by the Rush sound-alike bumper music, which is something that people have commented about Friends, that some of the bumper music that goes in and out of the scenes. There's one that sounds a lot like Pavement. Pavement's Rattled by the Rush. And this is the first time we hear that. Fun Friends fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
In this, Rachel is reading The Shining, which Joey has supposedly already read many times. But while he's discussing the book with Chandler and Ross, with Rachel present, he's trying to not give anything away in front of Rachel, but he says, "All blank and no blank makes blank a blank blank." Which is all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. He's trying to not give that part of the book away. But the thing is, that's not in the book. It's only in the movie when Jack Nicholson is just typing "all work and no play make Jack a dull boy." So it's very strange to see that Joey's quoting a thing that's not actually in the movie. I mean, not actually in the book. That's a fun Friends fact. Another thing is Phoebe's wearing a shirt in this, a tie-dye shirt that is a Grateful Dead Lithuanian basketball shirt, because about 5 years earlier, 1992, the Lithuanian basketball team did not have enough funds to go to the 92 Olympics, so the Grateful Dead heard about this and raised money to get them to the Olympics. And the Lithuanian basketball team thanked them by sporting tie-dye jerseys. And this shirt was a popular shirt then that Phoebe's wearing. The line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
Joey's reading the book. He's reading Little Women. He says to... says, "Is that true? If I keep reading, is Beth going to die?" Chandler says, "No, Beth doesn't die. She doesn't die. Does she, Rachel?" And then Rachel says, "What?" And Ross says, "Joey's asking if you just ruined the first book he's ever loved that didn't star Jack Nicholson." Yeah, that's the line of the episode. Rank the episode, 7 out of 10. Perfectly solid episode of the show. Nothing to get thrilled about. Never loving the low-level gay panic that runs through some of it. But, and I'd also like to take this opportunity to apologize. Well, actually, let me do the rank the friends first. Joey, Rachel, Phoebe, Monica, Chandler, Ross. I want to apologize again to the makers of Sesame Street and to HBO and to Lorne Michaels and Broadway Video. And the Children's Television Network. I'd like to apologize. Please do not, please consider returning back to the show and bringing the advertising back. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening to Meet My Friends, the Friends. We will be back with another episode coming soon. Thanks for listening. We appreciate our advertisers and our listeners. Thank you. And Sesame Street on HBO, check it out. Executive produced by Lorne Michaels. He's great at everything he does, and this is no exception.